my waves get lost in the ocean. 7 billion swimmers, man, I'm going through the motions.
Hi, this is Nancy Herald, and welcome to my show, High Road to Humanity. In every episode, I tell you.
Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Jim Grant. Thank you so much for joining Your Future Is Now. Our show is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And Dandy, Don, and I, we got a little bit of a late start today because the radio station was having a couple of technical issues there, but that's what's called live, and that's what's called life. So when things like that happen, we just take a deep breath, we relax, we just laugh about it, and we just drive on. But today we've got a wonderful, wonderful show in store for you today. And Dandy Don, I tell you what, last week we had a tremendous show when we shared our why. Good morning, sir. How are you, Dandy?
Fantastic, Jim. Yeah, that was a blast, wasn't it? Because it was about a year ago we kind of came up with this crazy idea of speakerspathway.com. And so reminiscing about that and sharing the lessons that we learned with the listeners was truly a treat for me, and I'm sure for you too.
Oh, it certainly was. And, you know, we updated our website with our why video. And the most important thing was the fact that we wanted to share with people what our why was. Why did we do it? Did we do it for money? No. But what was the motivating and the driving force behind that? And we wanted to get our message out. And we've got tremendous downloads on our show. We're very thankful of that. And that reminds me, if someone, you know, those of you that's listening, either live or on a podcast or on iTunes, please do us a favor and subscribe to our show and also share our show with others. And our guest today is going to be Mr. Robert W. Jones out of Phoenix, Arizona. And Dandy Don, I think the fans out there, the listeners, would love to hear, you know, Robert and have him share with us when he has an opportunity about why he created the Network Together organization. Because everything that you create in life, and Dandy Don, you hit on this very, very heavy about what is your why. Would you share with people, you know, about why?
Why for our why or Robert's why?
Our why. I'll let Robert do his.
Yeah. So, you know, we saw a problem. You know, we basically saw a problem. We saw people going to a lot of very, very expensive training, you know, $2,000 to $4,000 a day to go be trained as a speaker to some of the top academies. And 9 out of 10 people weren't getting any return on their investment out of that. And we saw this time and time and time again to all events that we went to and trainings that we went to. And we just said, thought to ourselves, there must be a better way, Jim, right? So that's kind of the how this whole crazy thing came about.
Absolutely. And as Robert's getting wired there to join us, we're very excited about having Robert
Hello.
With us. And we're going to be with Robert next week. And Dandy Don, if you'd be kind enough to welcome Robert to the show and give him a little introduction. Thank you, sir.
So this isn't the first time that Robert's been on the show. And Robert and we have.
Okay, you can hear me say hello. That's good.
Yeah, we can hear you, Robert.
We can hear you. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So we've crossed paths, and it's not the first time Robert's been on the show. And what he comes from is also adding value to people. So it's my great pleasure to welcome Robert. Robert, welcome to the show.
Robert, can you hear us?
I certainly can see myself here. I want to put on a shirt because I was thinking it was a little bit later.
That's Can you hear us, Robert? No. So I, you know, this is what Jim said. You know, sometimes technology doesn't work. You know, it's interesting. I was just doing a master class the other day about giving a TEDx talk or a TED talk. And, you know, sometimes I was talking about slides that people use. And sometimes, you know, as speakers, we get all hung up around our slides. And it's my experience, and I don't know about what you found, Jim, but when you go to a new place that you haven't been before, a new venue, and you hand over your slides to someone else, there's a pretty good chance they're not going to work, right?
You're absolutely correct. And when you started talking about that, when Robert had the little technical problem there, what came to my mind was the slides. And I remember, Dandy Don, when you and I were in Orlando, Florida, Tiana Brown, who is now one of our members, and she gave a testimony about Speaker's Pathway at speakerspathway.com, but she was on stage. It's the first time we had met her, and her message was some about being sexy at the starts at the age of 50 or something, so she had my undivided attention since I've never been sexy.
But you've been 50.
I've been 50, yeah. In fact, this is my rearview mirror way back there. But anyway, her slides, they goofed up or something. And she immediately just says, I don't need those slides. You're going to be listening to me anyway. And she just drove right on. Because, Don, you saw an incident where a very well-known person, very high-profile individual, well-known on television, they went to speak, their slides froze, and what did they do?
They absolutely froze.
And, yeah, they panicked.
So I don't want to say the person by name. I don't want to embarrass them in case they're listening to the show. But this is...
All right, you can hear me?
Yes, we can, Robert.
We can hear you, Robert. Mm-hmm. Can you hear us? Can you hear
Robert,
us, Robert?
Can you hear us?
I think he's still working on that. So let me share the story. Mm-hmm. So it's a female, and she's on Shark Tank. That's all I'll say. And so she was giving a talk at a fundraising benefit. And, you know, she was going to give this talk. And her slides didn't work. And she got so flustered.
This one
she got
shows
off track.
The microphone.
And she really, really just
you can
like
hear me?
Totally
That's
bombed.
Awesome.
And it was just so bad that she ended up giving back her fee. And it was a catastrophe. So I always tell people, I teach people, when you're giving a talk, your talk are not, unless it's a technical talk where you need data from slides. Besides that, you know, your talk is not are not your slides.
Yeah, I don't know. Ben, if you'd be kind enough to notify Robert and let him know that we can hear him. There might be something technical with his equipment there as far as his microphone.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. We can hear you, Robert.
Can you hear you, Robert? Testing. Can you hear us?
Can Ben, you hear would us, you Ben, could you troubleshoot that behind the scenes with him? And Don and I will. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. And this is one of the wonderful things. And when things like this happen, Don and I, we just take a deep breath and relax. But we're going to talk a little bit now, since Robert's got a few technical difficulties, about what's coming up next week in Phoenix, Arizona, the iNetwork Expo.
All right. I'm not able to hear any questions at this
point. So, yeah, Jim, we attended Robert's event. What was it, in late May? Or
first part of May.
It was the first part of May,
yeah.
And it was a fantastic event. Robert's got a tremendous organization, a networking organization that's about they teach how to effectively network, how to build community. And it was a super fun event. I had the honor of being on one of the speaker panels there, and it was just a fantastic event. So I'm really looking forward to this. And Jim, you and I always have fun. We're going to be together. We're going to have some fun. We'll probably do the radio show from Phoenix on location somewhere. So we will definitely have a lot of fun at the event. We're doing a workshop on Saturday, which is the first time we're doing this workshop. And Jim, you want to share a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because our call is going to be to the people out there in Phoenix, anyone in the area that can come and join, because Don and I are putting on a workshop there. And our goal, when we put on a workshop, we're not interested in money. We're interested and focused on providing value. And I keep seeing these messages here. We've still got a technical issue there. But the thing that really impressed me about Robert's group was the caliber of people he's associated with. And it is absolutely amazing how we can, you know, visit those people, and we have great rapport with them. And the, you know, the course that we're going to put on, I tell you, I think you're going to get a lot of value of it, because last time we started with storytelling, and then we started with how to craft your talk, and people just loved that show, didn't they?
They did. It was a really great day. It was a workshop in the morning about it was titled Storytelling for Fun and Profit, and everybody had a chance to tell some stories, and it was really fun. It was very engaging. People really got a lot out of it. And then we did one about the techniques of delivering talks. And so I did something called a talk within a talk. This time, though, I decided to do something a little bit different. This is the first time we've ever given this workshop, but it's about winning paid stages. One of the most common things that we hear, Jim, right, when people talk to us about Speaker's Pathway and how we can help them, they often say, well, get me on more stages.
Yes.
And you know, I think there are speakers bureaus who try to do that, but you know, in general, unless you're a celebrity, those really don't work all that well. So, you know, our response is, well, let's put together training to show you how to do it effectively, so you can do it in your voice, and you can get on more stages. And it's really about we're going to segment the paid speaking market. We're going to look at various segments, the psychology behind each one of those segments, what's important to them, and then how to market yourself effectively to those various segments. It's going to be really, really fun and super powerful.
Oh, it certainly will be, because Don, you and I, we've seen what the problem is. We addressed that in our Why video. When someone goes to speakerspathway.com, up in the upper right, you'll see two men's dream. And this was why we created the Speaker's Pathway Coalition. But most importantly, we saw a problem out there where people were not properly prepared to even be on stage. Just because you go through expensive training like $2,000 to $4,000 a day, you're no more qualified than go out and being on stage than you are to walk into a surgical room and perform brain surgery. I mean, a certificate does not mean experience. It does not mean anything about being properly prepared, because you got to have a virtual stage. You got to have a profile. You've got to have all these things. You got to have a marketing team behind you. And it's not just, hey, can you get me on stage? No, it's how to promote yourself, how to present yourself, and have all of the pieces in place that you do not learn or are not taught at these high-dollar speaking academies. Would you agree with that, Don?
Yeah, absolutely. And so in this workshop, we're going to talk about all...
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We're going to come back right after these commercials. I'm sure Robert will be with us. Thank you, folks.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Emergency room nurse will tell you they receive some weird and wild calls. I used to be the night ER nurse at Hennepin County General Hospital in Minneapolis, and remember getting a call from someone who was worried about if it mattered or not if their belly button was an innie or an outie. It doesn't matter, but if you're an outie, you are definitely the minority. Still, that's good news, because you don't have to worry about a little problem that people with innies have. Pledge it. That's another word for belly button lint. Researchers say the color of the pledget in your belly button is related to the clothing you wear, just like the lint that collects in your clothes dryer. A friend of mine from the Philippines says they call it a chikachu. What do you call a person who's obsessed with their belly button? An omphalopsychite.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant, joined by Dandy Don McGrath. Your Future is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. We've evidently got all of our technical issues squared away there. We got good communication with Mr. Robert Jones, the creator and founder of the NetworkTogether.net out in Phoenix, Arizona. And we want to give a shout out to Ben, our producer, for taking a hammer and beating out all the wrinkles on that deal and getting everything established. Don, we're so glad that Robert's with us today, aren't we, sir?
We absolutely are. We've crossed paths with Robert quite a number of times, and we just really, really connected. And we love what he's doing. And it's really along the lines of, you know, why we're doing what we're doing. And so it's just my pleasure and our pleasure to welcome the show, Robert. Thank you so much, Robert, for being on today.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, Jim. I am so blessed to be on this show with you gentlemen. I'm always just enamored, and I feel so blessed again. Being with you guys on the show, seeing you guys train members of my community, and the great partnership that we are undertaking. And of course, we're going to get you guys in the spotlight at this upcoming iNetwork Expo event that's happening on July 25th. I cannot wait to see you guys in action again.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. We're ready. I mean, Don told me, he says, you make sure, Jim, that you get up and you take a shower, you brush your teeth, because it's showtime, brother.
Well, I certainly want that to happen, because if he's going to be out, he'll probably find some rocks out here. We certainly want him to be showered before he comes in from the outdoors.
Oh, yeah. I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. We got a warped sense of humor, you know. Robert is a former military person. He's a former Marine, and I'm a retired. Actually, I'm officially retired. I got a document that says I'm a retired Master Sergeant, 31 years. So I'm proud to serve. So we have a little military humor going there in the background. And Dandy Don, he's part of the military family. His father served in World War II and was a prisoner of war. So Dandy, we're just all together and brothers in arms here, you might say. But we're so excited to have the opportunity to be with Robert out there in Phoenix, be with his group. Because, Robert, you may not have heard this. We said this earlier. The thing that really impressed me and Don, we were out there at the VIP on the Wednesday night before, and then being at your event Thursday and back in the first part of May, we were super impressed with the caliber of people that you've associated yourself with. And if it's okay, I'd like for you to share, if you would, please, you know, like Don and I shared why we created the Speakers Pathway Coalition. You obviously saw a need that needed to be fulfilled in creating the network together. Would you be kind enough to share that with us, please?
Yes, actually, Network Together, started out of necessity quite some time ago. And actually, I created a networking group to help sustain my primary business, which was an internet marketing business. But as time kind of moved on, which it does with all of us, right? I kind of saw some changes in what I wanted to do and how I wanted to live my life. And about 2 years ago, I made a decision to start putting my concentration into Network Together and keep my primary company, Insightful Solutions, more of a boutique model and still have my clients that I know, like, and trust and I want to serve. But I felt like I could create a greater impact through Network Together. You know, what really kind of was the epiphany point for starting Network Together was I found that in communities, you know, there's two ways to change your community or change yourself as a person. That's to change the channel of information that you feed yourself with and change the people that you hang out with, right? You know, that's why I'm hanging out with you guys. I hope that's a good thing.
Oh, it certainly is. We consider it to be an honor for you to be hanging out with us. And Dandy Don, I tell you, it's amazing how when he's telling his story, we see very clearly our why. You know, and sometimes in life, and Don, I'm going to give you a chance to fill in on this. Sometimes in life, life will give you that extra nudge that you need, because Don and I have been talking about creating Speakers Pathway Coalition. Every time our paths crossed, we kept bumping into each other. We kept thinking the same way. But we needed that nudge, and we call it a lucky break. Would you agree with that, Dandy?
Yeah, absolutely. And something similar may have happened to you, Robert, but sometimes there's precipitating events that just cause you to pivot. And for us, it was me breaking my leg, a rock climbing fall. And that's when Jim.
I promise you, I'm not going to go out and break my leg, okay, Don?
Good deal. Good deal.
What, was there a precipitating event for you, Robert?
Yeah, I was at, and we talked about this last time, but, you know, it's good because I get to kind of, I thought about it again. And I was at a spirit summit and I met a gentleman named Silo Moses. And we filled a room, and it was David Fagan. He had an event in Phoenix, and Silo came up to me and he's like, you know, half the room are Network Together members. How did you get all these people to this particular event? And so we started talking, and basically what he said was, is you have a very powerful vehicle to help other people. And he said, you know, you need to think about coming out from behind the shadows and start lending your voice to the world so your organization could get noticed, and what you're doing there can get noticed, because it's much more powerful than you think. So he kind of led me down the path of is, you know, you can't get anything out there if it's in a shoebox in the closet at your house. You have to actually, you know, confront some fears, get up on stage and say, this is who we are and what we do. You know, come join our movement. And that's, you know, the first step in how this all started.
That's amazing, because, you know, that's one of the things that holds a lot of people back from their true calling in life. They're afraid to step outside their comfort zone.
Yes.
And Don and I, we address that quite often, because, in fact, we just did some recordings for Scott Frazier here at TogaNet. One of the things that I covered was the fact of glossophobia. And glosso comes from the Greek word tongue. Phobia, we know what that is. That's a fear. Mm-hmm. And that is the fear, overcoming the fear of public speaking. That has been the one thing that's derailed a lot of people from fulfilling their dreams.
And what I love about that is, I think this is where we align so much. Our first pillar in Network Together is finding the courage of one's voice through public speaking. And my sentiment is if you know the power of your voice and what it means, how it resonates and how it matters to others, then you're going to be more willing to amplify your voice to the world and find more sustainable success.
Oh, absolutely. And Dandy Don, I mean, I got to tip my hat to you with all of the training you've done in speaking with the TEDx talks and all that. I mean, you have just done a remarkable job in getting people focused to have the courage to deliver their message, because you say very well, success rewards what?
Action. Success rewards action.
Yeah.
And, you know, action is getting up in front of people. Action is having the courage to clearly and articulately share your message. And Robert, one of the things that I've seen quite a bit when I work with people who are just getting into speaking and finding their voice is often they're missing that clarity. And that makes it very difficult to have confidence, because if you're not super clear on what you do, who you help, and how you help them, That undermines your whole confidence. Have you seen that?
Well, you know, what I want to chime in on that is there's another saying that says success leaves clues. And I think what I like about having communities, it's very similar to even working out, let's say, at a gym or a club. You know, success leaves clues.
And when people start seeing other people start to achieve, they can do one of two things: make the decision to follow the clues that others are leaving behind, or they just move themselves out of the community. And what I like about what we can do together, Network Together and Speaker Pathway Coalition, is we can help provide the inspirations for people to start driving their aspirations to success. And the success on what we're doing is leaving the clues behind that having the powerful, strong voice, you know, does lead to a confidence that most people don't otherwise have.
That's really amazing because, you know, we talk about speaking. A lot of people get hung up and think it's talking about speaking on a virtual, on a physical stage in front of a live audience. And yes, that's a big part of it too. But just like here on TogiNet, this is a virtual stage. You don't see the people, but there could be millions of people listening to you at any time because TogiNet has over 11 million listeners per month. And the fear of speaking from a virtual stage just scares some people to death. So the principle's the same. We've got to, you know, build them up to where you've got to have the courage to overcome that because it's not about you. It's about your message.
Yes.
And how you can be a blessing to others. That's your calling. You're just the spokesperson.
Well, I, guys, one of the things I love, because you train people how to speak and how to create a voice that has intent and purpose, you know, but what you also do is you help the speaker understand that they're so important, that their passion needs to be heard, their knowledge needs to be felt, and their truth needs to be clarified. And you do all three of those things when you teach your speakers to come into the light.
Well, thank you, sir. And I got to give most of the credit there to my good friend and business partner, the co-founder of speakerspathway.com, Dandy Don McGrath. Dandy Don, thank you, sir. I want to give you a shout out there, brother.
You betcha. It's my groove. I've kind of found my groove. And one of the things I love is that Silo, it tapped you on the shoulder, Robert. And I know Silo, and he's all about feeding the homeless if I'm thinking of the right person.
That's
right,
correct.
Person.
Yes.
And so the fact that, you know, he's not even like in a, I would call a networking space, but he found it in his heart to come up to you. And he had to point out to you that fact that you had something that was super powerful that you might not have appreciated. So I love the fact that, you know, all of us need somebody, right? All of us need somebody to point those things out to us and guide us.
Well, you're exactly right, because Don, you and I, we've talked to people and we talk about, you know, crafting their message, you know, getting their talk presentable to be able to share with others. And we mention that and they just get that freeze frame look in their eyes. And you say, just take a deep breath and relax. We're going to focus on your message. This is not about you out there singing and dancing. This is about you delivering your message, the message that people need to hear. That's your calling. That's your why. That's what it's about. Don't ever worry about money. Mm-hmm. Because if you're providing a good product and a good service, the money will come. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a break for a few minutes here for our commercials. We'll be right back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by speakerspathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Did you hear about Wesley, the golden retriever puppy from Michigan that was fitted with braces? Before you think this is a bona fide insanity, Wesley was born with teeth that were so crooked he couldn't shut his mouth all the way. This was affecting his ability to eat properly. So his owners took him to the Harborfront Hospital for Animals and Veterinary and Dental Solutions, where a doggy orthodontist prescribed him a set of braces. And now, pictures of Wesley smiling with his bright, shiny braces have been circling the internet. With all that metal wrapped around their teeth, some would think that most dogs would become Bruxellmaniacs, but not Wesley. He doesn't mind the braces at all and is now able to eat his food with gusto. A Bruxellmaniac is someone with an uncontrollable urge to grind their teeth.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your future is now as sponsored by speakerspathway.com. And Dandy Don McGrath, my good friend, business partner, the co-founder of speakerspathway.com. We are joined today by a very good friend, a very good business associate, Mr. Robert W. Jones out of Phoenix, Arizona. And Dandy, we are so glad that he is here, aren't we?
We are, and we're excited that we're going to be at his big event next week. His events, we went to the one in May, and it was just fantastic. The energy and the quality of the people that were there was phenomenal. The panels, the speakers, all first class. And, you know, sometimes people hear, oh, this is a networking event. And, you know, we've all been in networking events where it's like a card fight, right? Where, you know, everybody wants to just kind of give their cards out. Well, Robert has an entirely different philosophy and tracks an entirely different concept and type of people. So, Robert, we can't wait to be at your event next week.
Well, I'm so excited. We, you know, I wanted to elaborate a little bit. So, what we have is we have our first panel coming up is our public speaking panel, and I believe, Don, you're going to be on that panel with other impactful speakers, and we're going to be talking about, you know, speak out and stand up, how to become the hottest speaker in town. Now, one of the things I want to talk about is when we say hottest speaker, and I love that Jim said this, it's not just about walking across stage and having, you know, thousands cheer for you. It's about actually being the hottest speaker in town means, did you touch someone? Did you leave them with something in them that's going to level them up as they walk out that door? I think that's important for us to talk about as well.
Absolutely, because that's what it's about. It's about the person. And Don's very good at this. He's a speaker's geek. That's what Don is. He's a speaker's geek. And I mean, he can just hit the nail on the head. What I love about Don, too, I got to give a shout out about Dandy. Whenever a speaker comes off stage, Dandy makes a beeline for them. And he says, would you like some feedback? Yes. And every single time he gives them nuggets of truth of how they can become a better speaker.
How to become
more focused on the audience, less focused on yourself. And Don, you're just a speaker's geek. That's your calling, and that's what makes you such a wonderful blessing to be a part of the Speakers Pathway Coalition, and also working with Robert and helping his people. It's an honor. It really is to share.
I think I need to get the T-shirt speaking geek, because I totally geek out on the whole thing. I geek out on the language. I geek out on the delivery. And something you said, Robert, is so, so important. It's not so much about getting up on the stage and telling your story. That's a piece of it. But really, the goal is to move people to action, whether that action be to change something in their lives, to take a different direction, go talk to someone, acquire some knowledge. Moving people to action. That to me is the total groove of what I like to help people to do.
And, you know, and another thing that I like is in my life, I say it's always practice. It's always learning. It's always a journey, and it's always growing. And, you know, the more you speak, you know, there's a funny little thing that happens when you do things again and again. You actually become better. Yeah. Have you guys ever noticed that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like running. I have been an avid runner all my life, and you know, it's one thing to stare at my athletic shoes, and it's another thing to strap those suckers on and go out for a 10-mile run. All the knowledge in the world is a wonderful thing, but without the activity, you know, without the feeling of it, without the mind and the muscle memory coming into play, you know, you can either get out of practice really quick, or you can just keep pursuing your craft and become flawless and seamless, because no one, even the best speakers in the world, don't come out flawless. We all have to train and practice and pursue it.
Absolutely. And like I tell speakers, I says, don't worry about making a mistake or saying something that you wished you hadn't said later. Don't worry about that. That's perfectly normal, perfectly natural, because when I was an instructor, when I first became an instructor, I was still dealing with that glossophobia, overcoming the fear of public mm-hmm. speaking. And I remember I got through a block of instruction, and I walked back to where the other instructors were, and I says, man, that was the worst class I think I've ever given. And this one instructor says, don't worry about it, Jim. You're going to get better. And I kind of took it as an insult, but what he meant was that with practice, you get better. I won't use the word perfect, but you improve. You hone your skills. And that's what Don does with being a speaker geek. He helps people hone their skills. And it's just a tremendous blessing. And with the network together, what you have done there in Phoenix and what you're doing to reach out and touch lives, Robert, that is absolutely impressive. I mean, I was impressed with what we saw out there. And to be associated with you is truly an honor for me and Don.
I'm going to throw the ball back into your court here. I want to say how impressed I am. I have been just to a sampling of your speaker training. And there's three factors I think that you guys do so well. And notwithstanding how generous you are, and I say we just keep doing it again and again, and the band will just keep growing with the webinars that you are providing for our audience out here in Arizona. But by actually going and being in your training, the first thing that you both do so well is you create a place that feels safe, you know, a place where someone wants to grow. The second thing you do, and this is good for all speakers out there who are really starting, you make it entertaining enough where there's so many smiles. And I say, the best way to learn is with laughter. You know, laughter is a great thing. But third, and probably what pulls it all together, is it's not where you stand up and you tell us how someone should speak. You actually make it a very hands-on experience where we are actually practicing the very tools that we've just learned. And so when we walk away, we certainly have leveled up our skill set tremendously because we put it into action both in the morning and afternoon formats.
Well, thank you for those kind words, because Dandy Don and I don't know if we've actually said this before, Dandy, or not, but the thing we kind of, you know, adhere to is that we don't forget where we came from. Mm-hmm. And we look at people like that. I tell people that, don't forget where you came from. That's good advice for a supervisor. That's good advice for anybody, you know, about the person out there. You want to reach that person, so understand where they're coming from. And that is one of the keys, I think, to being able to communicate with someone and have some type of rapport with them, because you're there to help them. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Dandy, you there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just taking in all the wisdom.
Are you?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm just sitting here taking in all the wisdom. And I love what Robert said about, you know, being able to practice in a safe environment. Oh. When we go to learn how to play the piano, we don't do it at a recital,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah. we do it practicing with a teacher who knows that we're going to make mistakes, a teacher that's going to give us that feedback, give us that guidance. You know, in my book about rock climbing, The Psychology of Rock Climbing, it is about practicing in that safe environment. You don't want to be practicing 1,000 feet up on El Capitan, right? So really creating that environment is something that we aspire to do in our training and have some fun too. You know, we have people up there telling stories and just having fun.
Yeah, you're absolutely right there, because having a safe environment, as Robert pointed out, that's very, very important, because a lot of times you're put in a situation where you kind of feel like you're thrown to the wolves. And I've been in situations, I'm sure we all have, where you don't feel like you're up to speed with the others. And that really intimidates you from raising your hand or asking a question, because, you know, you don't want to embarrass yourself. And that's one of the barriers that all good leaders and all good trainers will tear down, because that kills someone from advancing and being able to apply the techniques and all the principles being taught. That just destroys that. And if there's one thing that I've seen, you know, working with Robert and, you know, working with Don and all that, we're just, you know, and me too, we're just hands-on kind of people. We want to treat you like we want to be treated. We want to connect with you, because we understand that, you know, you got fears, you got doubts, you may not be, you know, comfortable with something. That's okay. We've been there, but we can help you through it. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, it's all about the team, and I think that that's where the military background also is inserted to how we feel about our people. We're strong, you know. They used to say in our units in the Marines, "You're as strong as your weakest link," mm-hmm. And so it was my duty, my goal, my obligation, my service to help everyone on my team to become more than what they were when they started our journey with me. And you gentlemen do that as well. And it's something that we aspire to and network together is, mm-hmm. when people come into our community, are we doing our best to, you know, help every member leave if they choose to leave, stay if they choose to stay, but most importantly, grow, because it's all about the growth that we want with all of our members.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Don and I, in our program there, it's a gamification system, and people get rewarded and things of that nature. And Don and I are very proud of the fact that when we started Speakers Pathway Coalition, our goal was to get some of our members on stage that qualified. And Dandy Don, we did that, didn't we, brother?
Absolutely. One of the things that, and I know, Robert, you have a spirit of this in your organization, is that when people engage, you reward them, right? Because that's what you're after, right? You're after people who are there to contribute, not just to take. And so, you know, we will create opportunities for people, you know, like our friend Angel, who has been a fantastic member and has made such incredible progress that, you know, we give people opportunities by being on the radio show, by being on our stages. And I know you do the same thing with people in your organization, Robert.
That's correct. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I create a place not of equality of outcome, but equality of opportunity. And I think that's the most important thing I would say about and anything that I like to create. Everyone has an equality of opportunity, you know, to go at the speed that they want to grow at. And it's a special place. And you guys know that in Network Together, all of our chapters... Oh, you got to go.
Oh, that's okay. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Somaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Notice you buy more groceries when you use a large shopping cart. The shopping cart, or trolley as it was originally called, was invented in 1937 by Sylvan Goldman, owner of two Oklahoma City grocery stores. Back then, shoppers carried their food in wicker baskets. One day, Goldman was observing his customers and realized that as soon as their baskets were full or too heavy on their arm, people stopped shopping. Goldman thought, if we could somehow give customers two baskets, we could do considerably more business. What's another word for a resourceful person? A debrouillard. Goldman put wheels on some folding chairs, attached two baskets to the seat, and let the back of the chair act as a handle so the cart could be pushed with one hand. What do you call anything that can be manipulated with one hand? A thumb-a-doodle.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future is Now is sponsored by speakerspathway.com. And we were laughing there at the break because the bump in and bump out music that you hear, leads us to and out to commercials and back from commercials, and it always interrupts what we're talking about. But Robert, you made some great comments there about, you know, how we're responsible to people and not for them. And Dandy Don made that comment there, and that is so true. And you were sharing with us about the type of environment that you wanted to create where people would want to attend from the heart. Would you share that with the audience, please?
Yeah, what we were talking about is attendance requirements. And in Network Together, we don't have attendance requirements. And what we look for is we look for members who want to be at the chapters and they want to be with the body of our community. You know, be a part of the community, not apart from the community. And I think what happens is it leads to a more organic and sustainable membership, meaning, you know, they'll last longer, you know, if they believe in it from the inside, because then it shows on the outside. And when it shows on the outside, you have that feeling of, you know, opportunity, that feeling of safety, that feeling of togetherness, that feeling of helping out, not handing out, but actually helping out. And that's a part of the team building and bonding that we create within our community of Network Together.
Yeah, you're exactly right, because when Dandy Don and I created the Speakers Pathway Coalition, Don, I'm going to let you share a little information on this, but your focus was, and you made this very clear, and I agreed with it 100%, but your focus was we want to provide so much value that people would be inspired to stay. Would you expand on that a little bit, please, sir?
Yeah, and I'm sure this is true for you, Robert, and your events, that if you provide a lot of value, people want to go because they're getting something out of it. And I know Jim and I talked when we were first formulating Speakers Pathway, how, you know, it's a subscription service. It's month to month. There's no long-term contract or commitment. You come, you stay a month, 2 months, whatever's right for you. And because we want the responsibility on us and our team to continue to add value. Mm-hmm. To make it so that we add so much value that people can't leave because it's just so they're getting so much out of it. And so I believe that's the most sustainable model.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And go ahead.
And as humans, especially in the military, you know, we believe in our freedoms. And I think one of the freedoms that we should all have is the freedom to say yes and the freedom to say no. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we, Don and Jim and I, you know, we're judged on our yeses and our noes, and we know that we're doing it the right way and providing the right value with the yeses. And if we get the no's, we're gonna be the first ones staying up all night figuring out what can we do to make those no's a yes again. And that's the team I want to work with and build, you know, a legacy with.
You're exactly right. And one of the things that Don and I have seen is that all the members that we have, those that go through the training, those that apply themselves and all that, not only do they get excited, but they also excel in getting their message across to others. And that's what we're about, and that's where we're focused on. And we're there for everyone. We'll help anyone we can. I know you're the same way, Robert. But, you know, we want to make sure we provide so much value and encouragement. And that's what we tell people, you know, focus on being a good servant.
Yes.
That's what you're here to be, is to serve others. That's priority one. It has nothing to do with money.
Yeah.
And I remind people of the Proverbs that Solomon wrote there. I believe it's Proverbs 11:25, where he says, the generous person by watering others will also be watered themselves. And I tell people, notice the prerequisite in that. You've got to give first before you can receive. Look at it like a farmer planting his crop. He's
right.
Got to prepare the field. He's got to plant the seed. He's got to fertilize it. He's got to work the crops before he can reap the harvest. And that's a good principle to go by.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Robert, what can we expect next week? What can we expect?
All right. So our event's coming up on Thursday. It's less than a week away. My goodness. It's Thursday, July 25th. Doors open at 8 a.m., 9 a.m. promptly. There'll be an opening by myself to go over the day's events. We have a public speaking panel. We have our first ever woman's panel led by our very own Donna Guinois. We also have a panel later in the day, which is sales and marketing, how to, ratchet up your sales. We have three primary speakers, Ira Rosen with Social BFF. He'll help you learn how to automate and break the LinkedIn code. We have another speaker, Troy Howard. He has Sotellus. We're going to learn how branding and reputation and using videos with Google can help amp up your business and your reputation. We're also going to have an encore visitor, Daniel Miller of Click and Grow Business. He's coming in and going to help people with creating a bulletproof lifestyle with online business marketing, technology, and community. But what I'm most excited about is I'm going to get to hang out with my guys, Jim and Don, at the Network Together Expo, having some fun.
Hey, thank you. I'm giving myself a hand there. How about you, Don? I'm giving you a hand there too, Don, and you too, Robert. Thank you so much. We're very excited to be there.
Yep. And, you know, our website is inetworkexpo.com. Again, inetworkexpo.com. It gives all the details. It gives the agenda fully. It talks about our speakers who are going to be there, the location, where it is. So all the directions are there. So please utilize that. We're also going to feed you there at lunchtime. We have Venezia's Pizzeria is going to bring on an Italian-themed cuisine for us to eat at lunchtime. And, you know, one of the things we've never done before, guys, is you're a part of this as well. Our partners and us, we are having a $1,000 cash giveaway to three lucky golden ticket winners, a $500, a $300, and a $200 prizes for people who come to the event. It's beat the heat with the coolest event in town. So come on out and beat the heat in Arizona and have some fun with us.
Hey, you bet. And no matter how hot it is outside, on the inside, cash is always cool, isn't it?
That is right. There's nothing wrong with winning a little cold, hard cash. Just put it on an ice cube.
I hear you. Because, ladies and gentlemen, also all the information that Robert has shared with you about iNetwork Expo and .com and all that will be in the comments there. It'll be on iTunes, so you can share it with others and let others know. If you're in the Phoenix area, you definitely want to get in touch with Robert and I, that is organization there. And you also have another website, networktogether.net. Would you share a little bit about that, sir?
Yes, networktogether.net is a 30,000 foot view of, you know, who we are as a community. It talks about the five pillars that we utilize to serve our community as well, from personal development to serving our youth to public speaking, of course. It also has a calendar of events. We have over 1,000 meetings events per year just in Arizona. Go to ntevents.net or the calendar page of networktogether.net, and go to a chapter nearby you and check us out and see if the community fits your needs.
That's a wonderful opportunity. And for anyone that wants to, tell me more, well, go to those websites and ask questions. I mean, that's what it's about. And you're not just only in Phoenix, are you, Robert?
No, we're not. We're actually opening our first opportunity up in Utah. And we're also working with some different locations in Tucson, Arizona as well. So wow. we're really blessed and excited. And I wanted you guys to know here, Sean and I will be up in Colorado in the September timeframe. So when we get off air here, we might have to circle our calendars and see if we can't have some fun up there in your neck of the woods.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, I'm so excited about, going to your trip, going to your vacation
it is a vacation. You guys come out here, let's make it one.
We have fun on vacation. I've already got my suitcase packed,
Oh boy.
I don't know where the word vacation come. I just tell you, I'm just so thrilled and enjoyed to be there. You know, it really is. But that's
well,
really
when amazing. Work is this fun, Jim, it is a vacation.
Exactly right. And it just amazes me how the energy is flowing and carrying, not just from Phoenix, but also in the areas in the Tucson and up in the Utah. And oh my goodness gracious, folks. I mean, that's a classic example of how you follow the energy. And that's what Don and I have done in creating Spirit's Pathway. We started out with a simple mission, and it just took over. It's just kind of like, get out of the way. We got the lucky break, got you two guys together. Now get out of the way and let us go and be a blessing to others. And Robert, that's what you and Sean and all the good people out there in Phoenix have done, all your leaders and everything. It's amazing.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. And Dandy Don, we got a few minutes left here, a couple of minutes. So I'm going to let you, we got about 2 minutes left. So I'm going to let you close a little bit, please, sir.
All right. Excellent. Yeah. So we're really looking forward to being in Phoenix next week. We're going to be there on Wednesday. We'll be there for the event on Thursday. We'll be doing the radio show from somewhere on location. So I don't know where's Waldo. I don't know. We'll figure that out in the next week. And then we're doing a workshop. We're doing a free workshop for that's free to speakers, Friends of Speakers Pathway and the members of Network Together. And it's going to be about winning paid stages. What you need to know and do. So we get asked this all the time. Get me on more stages. So we're going to put together a 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. workshop. It's going to be hands-on. We're going to show how – we're going to segment the market. We're going to show how to do the research. We're going to craft campaigns. It's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, it's really amazing that because that's something that's very well needed. That's one thing that we never saw offered in the high dollar trainings that we went through, Don. And it's a very, very needed thing because a lot of people are overpromised and underdelivered. And that's one of the things that that I see in Robert's organization and as well as the speakerspathway.com. We don't do that because we don't have to do that, folks.
That's all about value.
You bet. All about value. And I'll tell you, it's really great to have Robert here again. His website is inetworkexpo.com. And the other website you can go to is networktogether.net. And I will put all those in the description so they're available for download on podcasts, also in iTunes. And Robert, is there anything you'd like to say in closing, sir?
Well, I want to thank you, gentlemen, very much for having me back on the show. And I told you, I'm in certain things, I get pretty addictive. So I say, let's just keep doing this again and again, and people will keep listening.
Yeah. You bet. And I'm looking forward to my vacation next week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll catch you next week. Thank you, now. Bye-bye.
Notice you buy more groceries.